I wish my dad had never got a television. It changed my life drastically, and it also altered or took away an ambition and a dream that I had. And the reason for that was the piano. When I was a young lad in the house not so very far from here, my dad had a piano, and I was learning to play that piano, receiving instructions from Miss Brodie down in Columbia Villa, a lovely semi-detached sandstone house, also not very far from here. And I look forward to going down to Miss Brodie's every week and taking my music sheets with me and demonstrating to her that I had studied and practiced. And every week she taught me something new, showed me how to do something a wee bit differently. And she was a lovely wee woman. So I think she was only about 5 foot tall and a wee bit stoutly made. But I remember never having thought anything bad about her. No rulers across the knuckles because you made a mistake. She was gentle in her way and would just stop me. Whoa, stop, go back, do it again. And that was her manner. And I love going down there into this, to me, what was a mansion compared to our ordinary council house. And I would come home, run home, desperate to put up that other little bit of music she'd given me to practice for the week. And I'd jump on the piano stool and get the lid up the piano and practice away. And I did love playing the piano. And by the age of, I think, 10 or 11, we were taken through by bus through to Edinburgh, me and a few other students of different ages, all taken through by Miss Brodie to Edinburgh to the examination school. Because we were sitting our first exams, or for me it was my first exam proper, through in Edinburgh. And I remember the day out. I even remember one record that was playing at the time while I was waiting to go in to do my turn, as you say. And that was Brenda Lee with the song All Alone Am I. It was very strange because at that particular moment, as I was sitting in the waiting room with the rest of the folks, and folks from all over the country, I guess, because it was a very large waiting room for these exams, I thought, even at my young age, that those words, All Alone Am I, although no reflection on the actual lyrics and intentions of the song, I felt very alone. I wanted my mammy or my daddy there to hold my hand before I went in. But I passed the exam, and when I got my certificate through, and I remember that because they didn't come through for a wee while, so we had to wait on the results. And I remember going back down for my weekly lesson. It may have been 2 or 3 weeks later, maybe longer, to Miss Brodie. And there was an envelope sitting on top of the piano. And I ignored it because I assumed it was for her. And I went to put my music sheets up and start playing. And she said, "Don't you want to read that?" And I thought, "Why is it for me?" "Yes, of course it's for you. Open it. and it was my pass certificate. And I was beaming. I was almost crying with joy that I had achieved this this task, that I'd been good enough to pass that exam. And for me, after that, I was just so enthused to improve my piano playing, improve my love for the piano. And so that was me set. My dream of being a pianist proper. And I could see this world before me. I used to go to bed dreaming. I remember going to bed dreaming that night and dreaming about being an adult. Probably a young adult. I couldn't imagine being my dad's age. I mean, he must have been about 30 or 40. And a really old guy. I remember dreaming that I was sitting playing a piano on a stage in front of an audience and playing beautifully complex pieces. Oh my goodness, what a dream, what a dream. And so that was me set for the rest of my life. No matter what else happened, I was going to be a pianist, and a classical pianist at that. And then, out of the blue, my dad got a television. A TV. Black and white, though. Didn't matter. I remember him getting it. We were all excited about this TV thing. And it sat in the corner of the living room. And we all huddled round about it while my dad twiddled with the knobs, tuning in channels. Yes, you had to do it manually then. And you didn't have many. I think, if I remember correctly, it was two, maybe three. But it doesn't matter. This was a whole new life for us in our home. We had a television. Little did I know at the time that that was to be the demise of my dream. Because I remember so clearly sitting playing the piano, which caused my back to be facing the television, which was a good thing for a while, because I'd practice and the television would be on in the background, as it were. And then little by little, my head would start turning around. Something was drawing my attention on the telly, on the TV, kids' programs. People talking through a box and showing films, children's programs, nature programs. And of course, as time went by, I spent more time looking over my shoulder than looking at the notes on the staves, than playing properly. I was fumbling and basically paying less and less interest to my dream. The goggle box was drawing me away. And to cut a long story short, it got to the stage that even after many's retort from my mum and my dad to turn round and pay attention to the piano, it did work. The goggle box had me hooked, drew me away, drew me in, sucked me in to that screen. And then came the point where my dad sold the piano, because I wasn't playing it, or at least not the way I should have been. I drifted away and drifted away, until he reckoned that he could get a few bob for the television, put it back in the house for my mum. After all, you're no playing it. Stop greeting. You haven't played it for a while. You're too busy with that thing in the corner. Aye, he was right. He was right enough. But it was his fault. He was the one that got the telly. No, me. I didn't ask for a telly. Ah, well. off went the piano and off went my dream. But I didn't realise at the time, I didn't realise that what was happening. I was too interested in telly, running home from school at dinner time to get my dinner off my mammy and to watch the telly. The 1 o'clock gang, Andy Pandy. What was the other one? The superhero in the skies. Goodness grief, my mind's went. Flash Gordon, yes. Flash Gordon. Couldn't go home from school quick enough. But anyway, much later in life, probably in my 40s, I had talked so much about getting a piano that my wife bought me one. Went through to Edinburgh and bought one from the music store, the big piano music store in Edinburgh. A Yamaha Clavinova, which you could plug earphones in, which meant I wouldn't annoy the rest of the house while I was practicing. But you know, I had that for years and I got back into playing, but I had lost it all. And I was working long hours and I was being tutored by Dennis. Beautiful, lovely old man, Dennis Calder, in the town here. And I used to go to Dennis's, not every week, because my hours didn't allow me to have the freedom to set us free all the time that particular hour. But whenever I did, then I was getting there bit by bit. But to be honest, I'd lost far too many years. I was too tired at times to play. Dennis knew this and made allowances. And then I realised after about 2 years, maybe 3 years, that I just wasn't getting there because I couldn't dedicate the time for practice. And so many things were taking my time. Of course, I had a family and I had my work. And so on the day that I went to Dennis to tell him I was going to pack it in, that it just wasn't working out, and to thank him for all his efforts. Before I could tell him that, he told me he had me booked in for a concert in 3 months' time that he had organised at the local college, and I was to be one of the pianists playing. And I almost thought that he felt that I told him I wouldn't be able to do that because I was jacking it in. I didn't say those words. Those weren't the words I used. That he thought, did I just say that because I didn't want to do the concert? But it wasn't the case. And I often think back, I wish I had told him first off before he mentioned that. And maybe he wouldn't have thought that I was backing out and being chicken. But I wasn't. And so the dream had gone. No longer would I ever be a pianist. But my love for the piano has been there since those very early days of playing. And most of the time when I do listen to classical music, it's piano music, piano sonatas or concertos or variations, whatever, quartets. It's my biggest love of all, out of all the music I do love, whether it's pop or rock or modern or classical. The piano has always been to the fore. And whenever I get a chance, I've just got to listen to some. The piano still rings through my ears, through my head. It'll never change. And at the moment, in a resurgence of listening and searching out classical music, or piano classical music, I just can't get enough now. I'm demanding more and more in my ears. And I still regret the day my dad got a telly. Indirectly, and with no intention, he destroyed my dream for a goggle box. Ironically, something that I will never watch between the hours of 6 and 10 at night. I've no wish to watch it any other time. So, a dream destroyed by modern technology. But I didn't realise it then. And my dad didn't mean it to happen that way. But I still think back and think, if only he hadn't got that TV for another 2 or 3 years, I'd probably been proficient enough to, and dedicated enough never to be drawn away from that dream. And now I listen to people playing piano, and I have friends on here on Audioboo who play piano, and I just, is it envy? Is it jealousy? I don't know what it is. But it certainly hits me every time that I wish my dad had never got a telly. I wish my dream had come true. There you go. Big City Ivories. And now all I can do is listen to others play it. But hey, that's wonderful. I can live with that. But there's still that wee niggle behind the scenes.